From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. San Diego's housing market is booming, but one recent home sale may have been too good to be true. Federal investigators reportedly are looking into whether a San Diego congressman made a windfall profit when he sold his house to a defense contractor. That contractor was doing lots of business with the government. From San Diego, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The old adage in real estate is location, location, location. And the location of most interest in this deal is Congressman Duke Cunningham's seat on the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee. Cunningham was on that subcommittee in 2003 when he sold this four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath house in San Diego for close to $1.7 million. The buyer was a defense contractor named Mitchell Wade, whose company, MZM, had received more than $40 million in government contracts that year, contracts which are overseen by the subcommittee. Almost immediately, Wade put the house back on the market. He eventually sold it for $700,000 less than he paid for it. That alarms some observers who wonder if the higher original sales price amounted to a payoff to the congressman. Larry Noble runs the Center for Responsive Politics, which tracks money in politics and its effect on public policy.
Anytime you have a congressman dealing with a defense contractor, it's not going to look good. But the larger the spread, the more you have the possibility of a large illegal contribution or gift to the congressman. So when you're talking about $700,000, you're talking about a very large, potentially illegal gift.
Mitchell Wade did not return calls seeking comment. Congressman Cunningham's office says he's preparing a comprehensive statement and declined to comment until that's ready. Cunningham told the Union Tribune newspaper, which broke the story, that the home sale was above board. A novice San Diego realtor, who's also a campaign contributor, had provided Cunningham with a list of comparable properties to justify the sales price. Some other realtors now say privately $1.7 million was too high, but that may be hard to prove. Veteran appraiser Sarah Schwarzentraub notes the price is in the ballpark of what similar homes in the upscale suburb were selling for, and even if Wade did pay too much for the house, it could have been an innocent mistake.
Depending on who's providing the comps and, you know, how much they know about the house when they're doing it, they could miss the mark. It's not real cut and dry all the time. There's more to be found out here, no doubt about it.
One question is, why would a Washington-based defense contractor buy a house in San Diego only to turn around and resell it right away? A spokesman for MZM told the Union Tribune the company originally planned to expand its presence in the area, but later decided the house didn't meet its corporate needs. Cunningham, meanwhile, bought a bigger house in San Diego's Rancho Santa Fe neighborhood. That's where protesters gathered last week for what they called a surprise housewarming for the congressman.
2, 4, 6, 8. Shame on Duke and Mansiongate.
Democrats say they'll target Cunningham in next year's election. But the congressman's district is heavily Republican, and Cunningham, a decorated Navy pilot and former Top Gun instructor, handily won re-election to his eighth term last year. Reports of investigations by the FBI and a federal grand jury may be a bigger concern. Meanwhile, Cunningham has other ties to MZM's Mitchell Wade. When the congressman's in Washington, he lives, at least part-time, on a 42-foot yacht owned by the defense contractor. In an apparent nod to the congressman's nickname, the yacht is called the Dukester, another red flag to money and politics watchdog Larry Noble.
This is getting way too cozy, and the deeper and deeper it goes, the worse it looks for Representative Cunningham and the contractor.
Cunningham has defended his living arrangement on the yacht as appropriate and promised to provide records showing what he pays for rent. His office could not say today when those records would be available. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.